Good morning, everyone. Today is the 26th of July, 2021, Monday morning. I've been having some conversations with a number of people regarding what's going on in our world, and it seems like right now the world is been divided between the evil system of the world and those who do not want to participate in the evil system of the world. And those who are pushing back against the evil system of the world are being maligned and persecuted and ostracized and even controlled to the point of what they participate in life in. And we see the time will come, and we can go to Revelation, the book of Revelation, to see that the time will come when they will not be able to buy or sell, save they have the mark of the beast. They won't be able to conduct business. They will be ostracized. Do we see this coming on? I think it's very imminently clear what we see happening. Satan is the prince in the power of the air that works in the children of disobedience. And they've been sent strong delusion that they would believe a lie. They all might be damned to believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. This is what we're seeing right in front of our eyes. So for God's elect, we are going to endure to the end. We may be killed. You know, we may be taken out of this life, but we have an eternal life reserved in heaven for us who are kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last time. So this morning, let us remind ourselves that we are not part of those we draw back into perdition. We are the elect, predestinated, chosen of God. And it's not possible that the elect would be deceived. And God has given us everlasting consolation to know that we are His people. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way. God bless.